This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in the beautiful work of the Chafetz Chaim, Tzipisa Yeshua, which is based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that after 120, one of the big six questions that someone will be asked is Tzipisa Yeshua. By the way, just by way of introduction, nothing to do with the subject matter. Aside from joining us for this year at 5 p.m., we do it Monday through Wednesday, you could join us every day, Monday through Thursday at 9 a.m. for Mishnah Berurah. It's from 9 to 9:15. It's mamish, a life-changing shir. Even the simplest halachos, like saying Kriya Shema, davening, if you're missing the right things to think or how to do it, it could be a game changer. Okay, so we're continuing the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua, where the Chafetz Chaim is saying, here it is, we commit every day that we're awaiting the coming of Mashiach, and yet if we're awaiting it, why don't we prepare for it? Prepare for it meaning, why are we not proficient in the halachos that will be needed to know when Mashiach comes, especially if you're a Kohen? And don't say, the Chafetz Chaim says, well, when Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us just what to do. Like the Gemara often says, Teiku tishbi yitareitz kushyos v'ibayos, because, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Eliyahu HaNavi is only going to apprise us of those things that are beyond our grasp. But something that we should have learned on our own, something we should have known, Eliyahu HaNavi, he ain't going to help us out with that. So we're continuing in the Tzipisa Yeshua, Perek Gimel. And the Chafetz Chaim advances the following argument from the Gemara in Bechoyros and Afnon Gimel, that, you know, nowadays we don't give Maser Behema. And I know a lot of you out there, you have sheep in your backyard, you have cows. I know you, that's why I'm not seeing your faces. You're hiding behind your name because you probably have sheep and cows walking around behind you. That's okay. But you're probably wondering, why don't we give Maser on our behemoths nowadays? And the Gemara talks about that even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that we don't give it anymore because it could come to a takala, could come to a great error. Because since we don't have a mizbeach, then if we would designate it as Maser, you would have to wait until a mum develops, and you may share it in the meantime, you may share its wool or do work with it. And the Gemara asks, well, I have a great idea. Put a mum in it. And it doesn't mean once you declare it as Maser, because once you declare an animal as Maser Behema, you're not allowed to make a mum. But why don't you put a little mum on all the animals? This way, they're never chayv in Maser in the first place. And the Gemara says, what? Put a mum in all the animals? Well, what if Mashiach comes tomorrow? They're not going to be animals to be makrevas karbanos. So, says the Chafetz Chaim, you see how Chazal were concerned. Maybe Mashiach will come immediately. Well, says the Chafetz Chaim, if there is in fact such a concern that Mashiach will come immediately, why aren't we also worried? The Gemara is worried, well, there won't be enough animals to bring for karbanos. Why aren't we worried that if Mashiach comes, we'll have absolutely no idea what to do, and we'll have to delay the whole Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash until everyone's proficient in the Karbanos? You know, you may ask, well, what do you mean? Isn't it going to take time to build the Beis HaMikdash? So, you know, by the time they finish the building, we'll get the Halachos down. Maybe it's gonna be sudden, like the Binyan will come down from Shemayim. And the delay in learning the halachos will be a real delay. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Lech nare, go and see." Ma de'isa bebechayres, that which the Gemara tells us. The lefikach bitlu, that's why they're mevatel. Shaloi la'aser maser behema, no longer to give maser behema. Aftu mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, mishum da'asli de takala, because it could come to stumbling, namely the kivin de'in lanu mezbeach lahakriv, since we no longer have a mizbeach to be makriv karbanos, tzrichim lahamten ad sheyipol behem mum, and you're going to have to wait until it develops a mum, asi lidei giza v'avodah. You're going to come to share the animal, meaning share it from its wool, which you're not allowed to do to ma'aser behema v'avodah. You're going to come to work it. V'kaparcha gemara, the gemara asks, well, what's the problem? Nishti be mum b'kulei edrei, why don't you just put a mum in the whole flock? Kodem Shina Aser Seder, before you declare any one animal Maser. And Chavetz Chaim sort of bavarns. He addresses the question you might ask, are you allowed to do that? Sure you're allowed to do that. Before you declare an animal Maser, the whole flock is chulin. Duhu adayin chulin, it's still chulin. Umutar lahato behen mum, you're allowed to put a mum in it. Umashani, the Gemara answers, mehera yibana hamikdash. The mikdash may be built immediately. Uba'inon behema lahakrava. You'll need a behema to be makriv. V'loy shchichi, it won't be common. Ayin sham begemara, look there in the Gemara. V'harei mishum chash zeh, bitlu mitzvah saseh dairaisa. Because of this chash, they're mevatel mitzvah dairaisa. V'lo meloy neima mehera yibana hamikdash. Why don't we say that, think about it, because of the possibility that in our minds is a remote possibility, Mashiach might come tomorrow, they are mevatel the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of maser behema. In other words, why are we not mekayim the mitzvah of maser behema? Not mekayim the mitzvah, because we're afraid that people are going to use the animal in the meantime. So just put a mum in it. No, you can't put a mum in all the animals. Then we won't have animals when Mashiach comes. So the chshash that Mashiach might come immediately, that chshash is strong enough to be mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. So why are we not worried that Mashiach might come immediately? V'lama loy neima mehera yibana mikdash. Why don't we say maybe the base of mikdash will be built? Uba inon kaihanim lahakrava. We're going to need kaihanim to be makriv karbanos. V'loy shchichi, and it won't be common to find a kohen who knows the halachos v'chanal, as we mentioned earlier. V'al came therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, kisha'anu oimrim, when we say nekavelecha, we await for you, lirois mehera, to see swiftly, b'seferos uzecha, the splendor of your strength. Tzrichin anu l'eschazik. We need to strengthen ourselves. Sheyia shechichei kaihanim lahakrava. That there should be common, it should be found, there should be kaihanim who know how to be makriv karbanos. V'hainu, and that is, shekomi shehu ben taira. Anyone who's a ben taira, uvifrad kishu gam kein kohen, especially if he's a kohen, yikba eis me'itoysav, should dedicate time out of his times, lilmoid inyanei ha-kodesh v'ha-mikdash, to learn the subject matter of kodshim and the beis ha-mikdash. Uvazeh yiyeh heker, by doing so, it will be recognizable, she'anu mechakim u'mitzapim al hisgalos kvoda ba'olam, that we are awaiting and anticipating God's revelation in the world. V'na avoid avoidasai, and so that we could do his avoida. In other words, by studying, by dedicating ourselves, especially if you're a kohen, to the avoida, to be proficient in how to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, that will show that we are awaiting and anticipating the revelation of God's covenant in the world. V'na avoid avoidasa, so that we could do his avoida, b'chol asher yitzavenu, in whatever he commands us. So, this is a way of awaiting the coming of Mashiach. How? Studying the halachos of karbanos and kodshim. Says the Chavetz Chaim in a footnote, well, what if you don't have time? Because you're already coming to the 9 o'clock Mishnah Berurah Shir. You're coming to the Parsha Shir in the morning. You're coming to the Tzipis L'Yeshua Shir. You're coming to the Daf HaShavua Shir at night. You're coming to all the Shirim. And in the meantime, you're listening to the other recordings. So I don't have time to learn Kachim. Or Oishayin Mukhshal L'Zeh. Or I'm not cut out for it. It's a very difficult topic. Then you should support the learning of Kachim. Yira Al Kalpanim. You should see to it, at the very least, La'asos Mamad U'matzav L'Achem. To make a matzav. To make a situation for others, Balei Torah of Tamil Chachamim, Sheyilmadu Inyanei HaKodesh VaMikdash, to learn the subject of Kodshim and the Beis HaMikdash, V'yechashev Al Shemai, and it will be reckoned to your credit. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim says, Al Kain, Manoe Hoya, how proper it is, Ilu Yimatsu Eza Ashirim, if we would find some wealthy people, Menadvin minachseim, to donate from their estate, from their possessions, likbaya b'makayman, to establish where they live, abimakamacha or elsewhere, sheyoyis lahem, that's appropriate, chavuras avreichim gedolei Torah, groups of young men who are great in Torah, sheyomadu haseidrahu, who are learning this subject matter, v'yia b'kiyam b'chal hilchaysav, to be proficient in all the halachas. In other words, the best way to show that you're waiting the coming of Mashiach is by learning what halachos you need to know for when Mashiach comes, how to bring karbanos, and how to accord yourself in tumah v'tahara. If you're not able to do that, the very least to try to support a Talmud Chacham or a Koilel or a group who is being oisek in this subject matter. We'll see tomorrow the Chafetz Chaim said that he personally established such a group in his own city. Okay, good to see everybody back. Tomorrow, same time, 5 p.m. Have a great rest of the day. Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.